Mr. Atkinson has been charged on mere accusations and are not evidence of guilt. Evidence in support of the charges must be presented before a court of competent jurisdiction whose duty it is to determine guilt or innocence. I want to thank all of you for coming out here today. The family appreciates it. Main reason we're here is we would like to keep the story in the media's attention, and we would like some help in finding Brian Atkinson. He has escaped from Colton County Jail on, I believe, August 10th or 11th, and we would appreciate any help from anybody that knows his whereabouts or location. If you do know where he is or have any information that could lead to where he is, please contact local law enforcement or dial 911. Thank you.
Can we ask you a couple questions?
Sure.
Or I'm not sure he would be the right person to answer, but is there anything you can tell us about how he escaped from the jail?
He was able to escape through the ceiling, and that's about all I can say
at this time. Do you know if he was assisted by anyone, or if we're looking for more than...
I can't comment on any of that at this time.
How high of a priority is this, just given this guy's history and the way he's been able to escape?
This is the highest priority for us at this time. This case is the most important case we have pending, and we have our Colton County Sheriff's Department plus multiple agencies throughout the state involved in the search.
And at this time, faces what are the charges?
In Caldwell County, he currently has a kidnapping charge, domestic assault charge, a violation of an order of protection, an escape from custody, and a damage to jail property.
He faces other charges elsewhere?
He has charges pending in other counties, Boone County, Morgan County, Carroll County, and Clay County at this time.
The mouthful, I mean, just thinking about that, it's pretty clear that this guy is not
going to be. Well, and that's why we ask people not to take matters into their own hands. But if you have any information that Brian asked you for about, please contact law enforcement immediately.
Okay, mic switch.
Okay. Let me conclude the...
Am I in the way?
No, you're fine. Actually, if you need to go up a little closer.
I don't like to, and I don't want to be in people's camera shots.
Well, that's it.
You can probably
see it
right about there. You know, if you can get into our phone, that is more really close now.
Yeah. Crawl around me.
Photoshop you out.
Awesome. Please do. I'm in radio for a reason.
If you guys aren't
going to get us. We'll stay close enough to gather it. Yes.
C-R-A-W-F-O-R-D.
We are the parents of Lauren.
Okay. You guys want to start by telling us how Lauren's doing right now?
She is doing remarkably well, considering the circumstances. She is trying to go about as much normal life as she can. We're trying to keep her protected at this point in time.
You guys give us a little bit of what you're feeling, knowing that he's still out there somewhere.
We're mostly tired. It's just been a long haul. We started with problems in May, and it's gone since then with different events. It depends on when you ask as to how we feel. We feel very confident that somebody either knows something or will learn something that will lead to his arrest. We feel very blessed because we have great community support. We're also very appreciative of law enforcement and all the things that they're doing to protect us and help us to feel safe, and just their commitment to finding him.
And know a lot of times in these cases, it's only somebody whose memory gets jogged by something they
right.
heard or they saw. So if you could speak to that person out there that might be even second-guessing what they think they saw, what would you say to them that might help lead to this guy?
If they know, if they think back of anything that may lead them to where Mr. Atkinson is at this time, call authorities. You know, one of the things that we really want to get out there is if anyone has a second home, a hunting cabin in the area, anything like that. He historically, in his last run, that was what he was using, was people's homes they were not occupying.
And I don't know if you could even speak to this, but would you know of any weapons he may be in possession of, or would he be armed? We have no idea.
We have no idea about that. You know, he obviously, when he broke out of the jail, he was wearing his white boxers, is what they tell us. So from then on, it's whatever resources he's been able to gather. You know, he is a dangerous individual. I mean, he's demonstrated that by the actions that he has taken
toward
in
our
the
daughter.
Past and towards those that we care about.
You mentioned that obviously you're trying to keep her safe and protected right now. As her parents, I'm sure that's your job, essentially. And how painful has it been to be doing it if you can, but you can't sort of stop this situation?
It's frustrating, but, you know, we have faith that there are other people that are as diligent in caring for her as we are, and they've demonstrated that numerous ways.
Is she going to continue with her schooling?
We're hoping so. We want her to. She, you know, is in med school. She wants to help people. You know, it's not like she's a harm to society by any stretch.
I know throughout this process, obviously, for obvious reasons, you hadn't wanted to be out front for some time. What changed at this point that made you feel prepared to come to you?
We, at this point in time, are looking for public support to find this individual. We have been basically sitting back waiting, hoping that he would just be caught. We would just assume not have to, you know, be out in the public. But at this time, we are requesting the assistance of the
public support.
We feel like that there are only so many law enforcement out there, but there are a lot of eyes and ears every day, and we hope that someone, and we know someone, will see him. And it will probably be a tip from someone just like one of you that will lead to his capture. And that's what we are really, that's the piece that we really are requesting, is that you get that message out, get that picture on the screen so that this individual is apprehended.
His looks have changed over the last 6 months to a year. So, you know, I think pictures of him before are not nearly as desperate looking maybe as they are right now.
Would you ever imagine that he would be like capable of doing anything like this or whatever?
No.
Not at all. You know, we've known this young man for a lot of years, and at some point in time something has changed him, and he is not the same individual that we knew
as three or four years ago.
He'd been broken up for a couple of years, right?
At least.
Are you concerned at this point that he might try to come back or that he's in this area, or do you feel he's gone?
We have no idea. I mean, historically, he's been here in Columbia and at the lake, so that's the best we know.
You know, so without knowing where he is, we have to be very diligent in watching over our shoulder at all times, just as a precaution, you know, to be aware.
And from a father's perspective for your daughter, what is that like?
It is very difficult. Yeah. And, you know, she is obviously a potential target, has been in the past, and potentially is again. So therefore, we have to be very concerned about her safety.
I think as parents, our job is to raise our children to be productive members of society and to protect them while they're growing. And as a parent, we feel like we've dropped the ball there, but we didn't know that we were facing this kind of problem, so we're kind of caught off guard.
Have you been in contact with Agatha's parents at
No.
all?
No.
We have not.
No.
Did you ever know them at any point?
Yes. In a community this size, everybody knows everyone.
Anything else that you two want to add?
We just thank you for being here and for keeping the word and the pictures in the public.
You know, the one thing that we would, again, be, if there is anyone that has that second home, that vacation home, that hunting cabin, check your property. See that it has not been entered. If you cannot get there to check it, then have a neighbor, call law enforcement, have them check that property. Because he has to be living somewhere, and in those settings, typically there is shelter and food, which that gets you by.
Yeah, just the fact that we've shown that he can evade police for a while in the past,
he's very resourceful. He's an intelligent young man. He's resourceful and desperate. And it's kind of a...
desperate and potentially very dangerous. You know, he has exhibited what he is willing to do and can do.
Has it ever crossed your mind that it's been about 2 weeks-ish now that he might not be alive anymore, that he might not have been able to get the resources he needed?
We have to continue forward with the fact that he is out there somewhere, and we're confident that he is.
Can you think of any mode of transportation he may have at his disposal, other than a car, maybe, that people should be on the lookout for?
Not that we know of. He is.
Depends
quite,
on where he is.
He's quite capable of operating any motor vehicle, motorcycle, ATV, boat, automobile, everything. So he could be in any mode of transportation.
Does he have the skill to? Do you know that?
Sure.
We do, yes. Any of those vehicles, he's quite capable of.
Sure.
I know you said that you were grateful for law enforcement. Is there any part of you that expects this man escapes? I mean, after having been...
Things happen. We don't know the reason. We all make mistakes every day, and we do not blame law enforcement at this time. I mean, that was not their wish. They're as frustrated and anxious to apprehend him as we are. So no, we are not upset with law enforcement anyway.
Anything else to...
Thank you. Again, we appreciate all of you coming up here today.
Sheriff, is there anything? I know you don't want to get into specifics with your investigation, but is there anything further that you can add about the case?
You're fine. And then, Sheriff, if you will, for all of us, please say and spell your first and last name for us.
Battery change. Here, off. There you go. You can smile.
My name is Jerry Galloway, JERRYGALLOWAY.
And so we're talking a little bit about, you know, how important it is for people to stay vigilant and then share what they know or even what they think they might know.
Yes, what we're asking is that for the people to realize we have not had any valid or confirmed sightings. We ask for everybody's help to stay alert. If they see anything, please call us and call 911 or the local sheriff's office, 586-2681. You know, this is how a lot of our tips is usually found, by somebody seeing something. We appreciate your calls.
Is there anything you can tell us, sort of in generalities, about what's going on with the service without getting into too many specifics that you don't want to reveal?
No, ma'am. The only thing I'll tell you at this time, we have multiple jurisdictions involved in this, but as far as how we're doing our investigations, I'm not going to put anything out on that.
And can I ask, are you coordinating volunteers or looking for help for this, or is there a plea that we can tell if people want to get involved and help?
We have done that in the past. Right this time now is mostly by different law enforcement agencies.
I'm not sure you can speak on this, but do we have direction of travel? Do we know that?
We have nothing at this time. That's why we're asking for people's help to get some kind of sighting, even for the truck or for the individual themselves. We need to find one of the two.
Has anyone else been able to escape from the jail in the past?
What's that?
Has there been history of anyone else? I mean,
no, ma'am. This is the first.
And the folks here spoke about that they assume that law enforcement is as upset as they are. I mean, to know that this person got away, look at his history, all of that must hit you all.
Oh, yes, ma'am. We're extremely upset about that. And we're taking precautions to see that nothing like this happens again.
Oh, okay.
Well, let's come and collect your...